From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, very good morning, mate.
Dairy, not as bad as last time, but it's still in the wrong direction.
Oh, well, it is. Yeah, so the wheels of business, they do continue to turn, Mike. So overnight, we had the global dairy trade auction, event number 266. I think on balance, we probably went into this hoping to see a small bounce back in the results. As you say, that previous auction 2 weeks ago saw quite a large fall in the global dairy trade price index, a 5.1% fall. That actually followed a small fall in the auction prior to that as well. Now, futures pricing had recovered slightly, but there's always, Mike, there's always this wild card of sentiment at the time of the auction. And yes, we had another fall. So the price index down 1.7%. Now, generally, the individual asset categories were lower, although one little bright spot there, skim milk powder was up 1.1%. But whole milk powder, that's weighed on the overall index result. It was down 2.2%. Whole milk powder fell below $3,000 a metric tonne. But to be fair, it has been trading at that for a fair amount of early 2020. Look, I don't think this result will impact on the projections for the farm gate milk price at the moment. But what we don't want to see is continued and further weakness. That would be a concern. One factor that weighs on this, New Zealand dollar. Now, it had come off at previous highs. Remember, it was pushing up above 66 cents, and then it fell, and we're thinking, oh, that's all good for the exporters. It's bounced back, which isn't, which they probably don't want to see. Interesting, actually, Mike, if I look at last week's monetary policy statement, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, their baseline forecast, they give a forecast for the New Zealand dollar. They do it by way of the trade-weighted index, which admittedly is a basket of currencies, not singular US. But they previously had the New Zealand dollar weakening off, which is good for exporters. They've changed that. They now have the New Zealand dollar holding pretty steady at current levels right out to 2023. So there's no relief in that forecast for the exporters, and it is a key input into what we land, what's the landed cost of those.
Reporting prices. Season, of course, underway at the moment. I assume Fisher and Paykel had their usual array of very bad news, did they?
Yeah, you're a funny guy. Hubba, the NZX 50, pushing back up towards all-time highs. That we saw those back in February. That was when we didn't just flirt with the 12,000 level. What we went through, we got to 12,107. That's what we're shooting for. We've had a couple of strong days on the New Zealand market so far this week. This is measured by the NZX 50 index. We're up 3.5% so far this week, which is pretty good. And company results, as you point out, are helping to drive that number higher. I just want to point out one of these little idiosyncrasies of the index that we use, Mike, because a small number of companies weigh very heavily on that index outcome, and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is one of them. But because of its size, it is 17% of the NZX 50 index. And if I add A2 milk on there, that's another 13%. So 30%, a third of the index performance is driven by these two stocks. So what these stocks do is very instrumental. There is what we call a portfolio index that looks at the performance with equally weighted exposure. It's probably a better measure of people's individual portfolios. Anyway, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, yes, they issued new guidance yesterday. Great news, has been a real beneficiary of the COVID-19 situation. They now expect after-tax profit of $385 million for the year, well up on last year and higher than previous guidance. As we know, they're one of the world's largest producers of products that in a number of guises treat respiratory issues. So in surgical situations, they make parts of respirators. I think something like 80%, I might be wrong, but I think about 80% of the respirators around the world have a Fisher & Paykel Healthcare part in them. The obstructive sleep apnea as well. The revenue now forecast at $1.61 billion for this year. Now, last year that was at $1.26, so clearly done very well. That forecast does assume that countries around the world continue to develop that respiratory care infrastructure, which you'd have to think is a pretty reasonable assumption. Yep. Share price up 4.5% yesterday.
Numbers.
Success story. Numbers. 27,822 on the Dow, down 23 at the moment. The S&P 500, 3390, up 8. And the NASDAQ, 11,200, up 70. Overnight, 6076 on the FTSE 100. They lost 51 points, 0.83% fall. The Nikkei was also down 0.2%, 23051. Shanghai Composite, up 12, 3451. The ASX 200 gained 47 yesterday. 6123 was the close there. And as I said, the NZX 50, strong day, up 176 points, 1.51%, 11,849. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, it'll get you 0.6597 US, 0.9111 Aussie, 0.5528 euro, 0.4983 pounds, 69.54 yen. Gold surging back again, $2,007.54. And Brent crude, $45.35.
Well, mate, you enjoy your day. We'll see you Thursday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.